No.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. No, we might take a folded jacket up off the ground a little bit, and you know, and just go on. We never put in no frame to cut it by, nothing like that. No, and then trim up the limb with axes, you know. And the big limb, we cut them up for wood too, you know, and haul them in too.
Or did you ever see those A-shaped frame things? That
yeah.
Laid?
I know what you're talking about, but we never used nothing like that. No.
Yeah.
Better too, we might put a pry pole on it to raise it up and put a chunk on it, some, you know, raise it up so we saw it hook, so a saw wouldn't pinch. But.
Yes. When you, when, to keep an axe sharp, what would your dad use?
We had a big, what they call grinding stone. You might have seen this some. I had one.
What about to sharpen his pocket knife? Or did he?
No, we had a wet rock for that. We
oh, okay.
This old big grinding stone, you turn it. You never have seen a big old grinding stone?
I've seen the ones in industrial ones that used, but this was real stone and you had to do it by hand?
That's right. It had a crank to it. And a frame, it was on a frame.
Yeah.
And you put the axe on with water on it and it kept it damp. And that's where you shot an axe on that big
stone. Did you ever use a straight razor?
Yeah, that's a long time ago I did. And then it had, you know, but turn the sharp is called.
Leather.
I can't think of more. But you, lead, you know, another lead to the sharp. Sure,
it was kind of a strap.
Another strap, yeah, that's right. The sharp. But it was all right. Some people might use that. They so you had to have soap, you know, and hot water, and all. But it was all right.
Did y'all ever burn coal here?
No.
Sure.
No.
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 What about when you carry heavy objects around the yard? Do you use anything?
Well, no. Baskets such as that when. Taking the trash out from the yard, cleaning up the yard in the fall of the year with all this leaves, you know, we use baskets.
Or a wheel, yeah.
We had wheelbars. I have a wheelbar. That's what you're talking about. Sure, we had wheelbars. Yeah, I got that now. Yeah. They come in handy sometimes. Clean up around the yard, you know, we use that. My wife used that a whole lot.
Or when your wagon started squeaking?
That's right, you had to grease it. But axle grease, you know, you could buy axle grease. And grease. You see, it slipped in a steel hub, and then it's a big nut on the outside. A big nut, and you unscrewed it and pulled the wheel about half off, and you put the axle grease on it.
Oh, got your hands off.
Oh, yeah, well, you had a stick, but you get the hand messed up too. But you had a certain rate. To take the hub, the nut off with a big old wrench, you know. You could grease up or two, some, but it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, you ended up getting your hands greased?
Greased some, yeah. You could be a little careful, wouldn't get them greased much, but get it some.
Yeah. I guess you're always dirty when you came in.
Oh, sure, that's right. A whole lot different there today, that's for sure. When we went to the field, we went wet and we got wet with sweat, you know, and dust on you and everything else.
When you went to the field, you sweat?
That's right. Got the old dust on and all, because we didn't take a bath and come to dinner. But we did go in swimming. Right after dinner, we'd go to the swimming hole, run far from the house, stay in the swimming hole, and Daddy Hollis to come get the music.
Was it deep?
In places it was, yes, sir, sure it was. But could we learn how to swim when we were small? We were swimming one Saturday evening in the one hole, and we decided we'd move down to another hole. And I told one of my brothers, Dick, I said, go up there and bring all our clothes on down here. So he went up there and got them in his arm, and when he got to us, he had one shirt. He lost everything else in the river. And there was just one shirt, and it was well over my head, and I was having to be the